Okay, we are on Chof Tes Amid Beis by the third line from the bottom, and today is Daf Lamed. Okay? So we're still in the same sugya about Varpada's issue about when you makdish a tree and then you chop it down. So here we go. Yasev Rav Ovin, Rav Yitzchak, Rebbe, Kamed Rav Yirmiya. Rav Ovin and Rav Yitzchak were sitting in front of Rav Yirmiya, the Kamanam named Rav Yirmiya, and Rav Yirmiya was dozing off. Yosvejik Amar, they were sitting there and they said, Labar Pada, according to Bar Pada, the Amar who says, Padan, Chazros, Vikochos, that if you redeem it, it doesn't really work. As long as the tree is still attached to the ground, redeeming it doesn't do anything. Right? Tifshot the Boy Ravoshia. That could answer the question that Ravoshia had that he never had an answer for. What question was that? Listen to this question. Hanosen shtei prutos liisha. If somebody gives two prutos to a woman, v'omar la, and says to her, ba'achas hiskachi li hayom, with one of them you're married to me right now, v'achas, and the other one, hiskachi li, you should be married to me, la'achar she'egar sheikh, after I divorce you. After I divorce you, you're remarried. Right? Hachanami tahavik kedushay. That should work. Rosh had a question if that works. That should work. Why should that work?
The second one.
So the Ran says, it's the last skinny line of the Ran. Tifsho de Baravoshia Hachanami Davikaji, Kedushay. Dhihechi de Amr Masnisan. Just like we said in the Mishnah. Shiyachal, Lahaktish, Natios, Halalu, Laachar, Shiyiftu. You're able to re-sanctify the trees after you redeem them. The chayla kedusha alayhu, and the kedusha is chal afal gaf the lo akdeshinhu achar pidyon. Even though this is very important, even though you didn't do anything after the redemption, hachanami. So to hear chayle kedusha, the kedusha is chal ki amar laacha shegarshicha. After I divorce you, afal pi sha'acha shegirsha lo chazar v'kadcha. Does anyone get that? Just like in our case, you redeem the tree, and it becomes re-sanctified. You didn't do anything. So too, I give her $2 now, and I tell her $1 is for now, and one after I divorce you, you're re-sanctified. Same exact thing.
It should work.
He had a shiloh that works. It should work. You see that? You hear that? What?
It's not
the problem is it makes no sense. You'll see why in a second. But you understand the havamina. That should be the same thing. L'chora, it's the same thing. So, that caused Rabbi Yirmiyah to wake up. Rabbi Yirmiyah wakes up. Amar lahu, my kama damisan, how could you compare Pidaon hu le pidaon achirim? How can you compare if I redeem the tree and the kedusha returns automatically, as opposed to someone else redeems the tree? You're allowed to redeem someone else's hektish. You're allowed to do that. You are, yes. Which means, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Pidaon hu. Chozaros Vikochos. If you redeem the tree, it goes ahead and becomes re-sanctified. Pidon Acherim Ein Chozaros Vikochos. If someone else redeems it, it doesn't become re-sanctified.
Why not?
Because it doesn't.
Why not?
We'll see why not in a second. What he's driving at is...
I don't see that first
one. One second, we'll get to it. Isha, a woman, Kipida Acherim Damia. When you divorce a woman, it's as if someone else divorced her. What does that mean? That means she's no longer in your rishus. Once you divorce her, she's no longer in your rishus.
Right.
So how on earth can a dollar today remarry her after you divorce her?
Because she's still not in your rishus when you first married her.
What?
She's not in your rishus when you first married her.
Fine, but you gave her a dollar now and said, be my wife. And if I divorce you later, you're still my wife. What?
What does a cherim got to do with it?
So all Rabbi Yirmiyah is saying was, it's not the same case at all. Because if Acherim come, Acherim do not, it doesn't become re-sanctified.
Why not?
That's how we started off this daf. We started off by saying, if a guy makes a neder, that it's going to be keduk, it's going to be kachim until I chop it down. So as long, even if you redeem it before you chop it down, the redemption is nothing. Right? Okay. Why? Why is the redemption nothing? Because it violates your neder. That doesn't stop him from redeeming it. Why not? Let's see the Ron inside.
Listen, you're comparing Durham to Hilchos Kachim. You're comparing Kirsch. You're doing all different things. You're A and B and C and D. What does nothing to do with another?
The question was, it's the same. And the answer was, it's not the same.
It sounds good.
It sounded good. And everybody said, what are you talking about? It's not the same thing at all.
Second, you divorce her. She can marry someone else.
Exactly. Exactly the answer. That's exactly the answer. So look at the round on the second wide line. The kivan de padam hu, since you redeemed it, ula olam, and it's forever. What does that mean? It's forever. The redemption was forever. The kedusha was forever until what? Until you chopped it down. Lo yatsu netios halalu mirishos hektosh. It never leaves Hektosh. Oh, may Rishu so, dinhu, shichazeres v'kochos. Right, it keeps on Avol pedan acherim, but if someone else redeems the tree, afilu hichnisam achar kach l'Rishu so, and then you take it into your Rishus, eno chazeres v'kochos. It doesn't go back. Why? Because someone else is not you. Lefi shemiyad shepedam acherim. Once someone else redeems the tree, nistalek rishus bialim harishon mehem. The first owner's rishus on the tree goes away, no longer there.
I have a real problem with this.
The kivin dahi shaita. And since at that moment, e efshar lahaktish shiachal alehem, you can no longer be maktish it. Why not? Because you no longer own it. Basar shaita nami kishechnis and acher and l'shus lo chayel. It's not chal.
And what you're saying is that I own a tree. I make it. Somebody else, nothing to do with, comes along, pays for that tree.
Yeah.
The tree belongs to him.
Correct. You donate this chair to Hektosh. You donate that chair. Are you allowed to redeem it back from Hektosh?
Yeah.
Yes. Can I redeem it from Hektosh? Yes. That goes on all the time. What is Hektosh going to do with a chair? They don't need a chair.
They sell it.
They put up on auction. Everybody want a chair? Happens all the time.
They sell it, use the money.
Exactly. So that means just you, can be me. But once I do it, it becomes my chair. So you want to tell me, chose of a kochos? That doesn't make any sense. It only makes sense by you. Why? Because you're the one who made the neder. So if you redeem it, the redemption's nothing, according to Bar Prada. Not me. If I redeem it, it becomes mine. What chozer v'kochos? Doesn't make any sense. It only made sense by you. Everyone got that? So when you marry a woman, true, she's your wife. Then when you divorce her, it's like Keilu, someone else redeemed her. Why? Because she's not in your rishus anymore. So how can a dollar today remarry her 5 years from now? How does that work? Says Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't work. It sounded good in the beginning. Oh, it's the same thing, just like you. So if you think about it, it's not true at all.
No, you work if she accepts it.
Ah, that's the Ron's question. What if she accepts it? Not only that, didn't she accept it now?
Yes.
She accepted it. So why doesn't it work?
When she took the coin.
That's the Ron's kasha. We'll get to that in a second. What? Well, but she accepted the condition.
But what's split?
I
understand something.
We'll get to that in a second.
Rapoda said,
yeah,
if the sacrament is cut down,
yeah,
it still maintains its sacrament.
Until you redeem it. So we didn't really understand that.
Right. And
right?
A woman who's divorced does not maintain its sanctity anymore.
Correct. That's why they're not the same.
That's right.
So that's what we hear me exactly said that. He said it in slightly different lashon. He said if somebody else, exactly, only Bar Prada. If somebody else redeems it, then it's not true.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know the whole difference. If you say unlimited thing, this chair is the tree is Hektosh. You hold it, it's not Hektosh anymore, right?
Right.
What is he
But if you give a limitation, this tree is only hekdesh until to cut it down, then it's hekdesh forever until the tree is cut down.
Exactly.
Why? You're putting a limitation, and there's more of an issue. You know, you can't, and according to my point, you can never hold it until the tree comes down.
Correct.
If you give no limitation, then the minute you hold it, it's done.
Correct,
why?
Exactly. Because exactly those are your words.
Why? You're saying this is hekdesh.
Hidden hektish. So what?
And you posed it.
I hear you. I hear you. It's interesting. Yeah, you're saying an interesting question. Yeah, I don't know.
What's the end of wanted to make sure that the base of English doesn't get.
No, you're putting the limitation. You say that.
Well, that's a separate issue. The base of English never gets the raw end. Never gets the raw end.
That's the culture.
Right.
A separate way.
Right. No, he's asking a decent question. If I'm not starting without a limitation, it can be posed instantly. But if I give a limitation, then
so clearly you're able to do it within the helpless of that.
Right.
And Gershon, you can't.
Right.
So if you give the within Hegdish, if you put no limitation, then the minute you pose it, it's done. But if you give a limitation only until the tree dies down, then you can never be posed it.
Okay.
It comes right back.
I hear you. Okay, so now we're going to do the next round. This is like a world famous round. The next one says V'isha nami kipoda acherim damya. What does that mean? Lefi, because shemiyad shenes garsha. Once you divorce her, yotzeis merishus habal l'rishusa. She leaves the rishus of the baal, and she goes to her own rishus. She's a single woman again. V'ein kedushin chalin aleha, and the kedushin can't be chal. The kedushin of today. I give her $2 today, once for now, once for after I divorce you. How does that work?
What if she accepts it?
Says the Ran Vakashali. I have a question. Adarabba, Isha Lipidon Hudamya. No. The woman is exactly like the case of the tree. Why? Shekishem Shenatios Halal. Since these trees, Lefi She'enon Yotzos Merishos Hektish. Ume ome reshutso matzilak tashin hula achashi yiftu. You could read; they become re-sanctified after you redeem them. Kach ishazu. So to this woman, kiven she'ena yotze merishus habal ome reshuts atzma. Since she didn't go anywhere, bedinhu shetei yichola liskadesh me'ata. She should become remarried afilu la'achashetis garish, even after she gets divorced. In other words, his question is, so what? That she got divorced and she left your rishus, so what? She gets remarried. Vinichali, and it makes sense to me. Yeah. The Vinichali is his answer. What's his question? His question is, why is it different? When you redeem a tree, where does it go? The tree?
To Hektish.
No, when you redeem
it.
Go somewhere else. How did it go back to Hektish? So same thing over here. I specified up front. Here's the dollar. When I marry you, here's the dollar. When I divorce you, it's right here. Up front. Yes, so we said a wife is an exception no matter what.
Yes, we said a wife was stringent.
Correct. Nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with that. So now that the Rad answer has a famous answer, it says like this. Vinichali, it makes sense to me. Vinichali, it makes sense to me. Di matzia isha lekadesh atzma leish. If a woman could be mekadesh to a man, if she could propose to a man, hachanami, then you'd be right. Dahavia hi dumya demakdish netios mamish. Then you're right. If a woman had the ability to be makdish to a man, I'd agree with you. Why? But since it says if a man takes a woman, it doesn't say it doesn't say it like that. That a woman should be taken by, it doesn't say it like that. Listen to this. Lo kol haymena shetachnis atzma l'rishus habal. She has no ability to bring herself into the rishus of the baal. It's up to him.
She has no rights.
Umishum hachi, it's listen to what he says. Amrin and Parakama de Kedushin, Di Amrahi, if she says, Hareini Mu'ureses Lach, I am hereby married to you, Ein Dvareha Mamash. She's not married. She has no ability to get married.
Yes,
He has to do it. She has no ability to get married. Ella, mikivan, listen to this line. Shekivan shehi maskemeth lekedusha ha'ish. She agrees to get married. You can't marry somebody against their will. So she has to have, I'll let you marry me. That has to be present. She can't get married against her will. You can't force someone to marry you. Has to be on her consent. However, once she consents, he mivateles daita, she, so to speak, is mivatel her das, viritzona, and her will, umash ve nafsha etel habal kedava shel hefker. And it's almost like she's something from Hefker. You're walking down the street, you see a wallet. It's Hefker, right? Ooh, pick up that wallet. Oh, I see, it's not a wallet. I see a $5 bill. It's Hefker, $5 bill. Pick it up. That's like what happens to a woman. She agrees to marry you, true. You have to have her consent. Once she has that consent, she's like Hefker. She has no rights. V'abal machnisa l'rishuso. And the Baal takes her into his rishus. L'fikach, therefore, ain anu donin b'kedushin mitzad ha'isha. There's nothing to consider in a kedushin from the side of the woman. Ella mitzad ha'bal. Only from the husband's side. Yeah, one second. One more line. Ulagabe habal, and when it comes to the baal, kipeda acherim damra. It's as if someone else redeemed her. Why? The bekidushin harishonim Hebrew shuso, ulaachar gerushin yatsa merishuso. Once you get the first time he's in the rishus, then when you divorced her, she left the rishus. I gave her a dollar before. Doesn't matter. It's not your rishus anymore. She accepted it. That's nothing.
I'm totally confused now.
Yeah.
Are you trying to make a comparison to getting, or are you making in contrast to the hedges?
What do you mean? What's the difference?
Hedges is the exact same way. I can't go and make something hedges, and all of a sudden the hedges decides, you know what, I'm going to pump myself back to me again. Doesn't work that way.
Right.
Hefesh also works in a one-way street. I affect the Hefesh. Hefesh does not affect me.
Right.
Gittin is the same way. I'm the guy. I affect her. She doesn't affect me. So it's the same thing. They're not making contrast.
He's just showing how it's a very, very male-centric view of Kedushin. Very. What? Not to this extent. No one ever said this till the Ron came along. The pasuk is, I have to, because you can't marry a woman against her will. That we all agree. Everyone agrees to that. However, is she so passive in the marriage transaction? The answer is, I wouldn't have said that. No, I wouldn't have. Not till the Ron said this.
You can't.
Right. So you walk over to a lady, hand her a dollar, and you marry to me. I don't agree to that.
Of course not.
So everyone agrees, she has to agree.
Right.
And then what?
Nothing.
What rights does she have once she agrees? No. The answer is none. I wouldn't have said that. Nobody would. Nobody ever would have said that till the Ron came along and said that.
Wow.
You want to tell me it's Pasha Pshat in the Torah?
If they're married, he finds out very quickly.
Right.
He has.
So therefore, I think we all agree. I think we all can agree that it's not. I think we all agree that it's simply not the same. That marrying a woman and giving her $2 up front is not the same as the case of the Hektish. That's all. That's all we've established. If anyone thought it's the same, it's not the same. That's all. That's all we've done.
Hektish, someone else can be coded.
Exactly.
What?
Hektish, someone else can be coded. That's all. Here in the strange country.
So that's a difference. So that's a difference that's obvious. True. Someone else can be coded Hektish. No one else can divorce your wife. That's true. But he's saying, like, even within you. Even with it, you don't have the ability to do this. You have the ability to make a tree constantly be Hektish. That you can do. You can do that to your wife. Once you divorce her, she's not remarried to you. Even if you give her the money up front, it just doesn't work.
Right, but so that's, on the other hand,
that's all I'm saying.
He puts the money in escrow and then says to after he gets with the money I gave you 2 years ago as an escrow. That's
the same thing as this.
No, you want to use that now, after death. He says something.
So then you have to go back to her and we try to remarry her.
Right, but you use the same dollar he gave 2 years ago.
I don't know about that. Okay. Next. Itmar Nami. We learned the same thing. Amar of Ami, Amar of Yochanan, Lo Shadal Shapadan Hu. That only is true if you redeem it. Aval Padan Acherim. But if someone else redeemed the tree, Ein Chazaros Vikachos. It doesn't come back. The Kedusha doesn't come back. Okay. Now the rest of the daf is easy. Next Mishnah. Hanoder miyardei hayam. If somebody says, I have make a neder from all people, all sailors. So mutter biyoshvei hayabasha. It's mutter people that live on dry land. You only ask for the navy, and you didn't ask for anybody else. Right? The navy and cruise ships. Those are the people you asked. Right?
What's the point of this?
You'll see the point in a second. However, by the way, he says over here in the name of the Al-Sheikh, why is someone who goes to the ocean called Yordei Hayam, going down to the sea? Why is it called going down? What kind of lashon is that? Why is it called going down? So the Al-Sheikh says, because a boat, most of the boat's in the water. The whole underneath is in the water. Right? Interesting. Okay. Miyoshvi Hayabasha, but if you make a neder, against people that live in the land, land lovers, Asr Miyardei Hayam, you Asr the whole world, even people, even the navy. Why? Shiyardei Hayam Bechal Yoshvi Hayabasha, because even the navy, they're people that live in the land. Nobody spends their entire life in a boat. Lo Ke'elu, not these. Not these. Really? His whole life? He's born there and he dies there? Lo Elu, Lo Ke'elu, not like these. Shehochin Me'aku Liyafo, not like these that go from Aku to Yafo. Ella, Bimisha Dako Lafarish. I'm not talking about a little Sunday afternoon
excursion
from, you know, from here to there. I'm talking about a real trip. Now, what does that mean? Okay?
What's the point?
So Rav Papa, Rav Acha Bridge of Ikka, Chadam Aresha. One said that this last line, not on the little trip from Akko to wherever, to Yafo, right? One said Yako to, right? Umaych v'chad masneh seifa. And one said on the seifa. How? How does that mean? Manatane Aresha, hot masneh, like this. Hano demiyar dehayam. If somebody makes it from the navy, mutter biyoshvi yabasha. It's mutter, you're mutter from people that don't go to the navy. They're not in the navy. Ha, biyar dehayam, asr. However, again, we'll repeat it, but Yordei Hayam or Aser. Lo Ke'elu Ha'olchim Me'ako Liyafo. No, not those kinds of, not that navy. I'm talking about that navy. Not talking about that. The Halein Yoshvi Yabashinino. That's really considered people that live in the dry land. Well, they went out for an hour, cruise. Ella Mimisha Dagan Lafarish. I'm talking about people that go on long trips. Right?
Cruises.
What?
Big cruises.
Right. Which means that's a kula. Because when I said I'm offering all people in the Navy, I didn't mean the short Navy. I meant the big one, you know, a long tour of duty, not a short, the Coast Guard. A long tour of duty, not a short tour of duty, not a 20-minute tour of duty. And they want to learn the Seifa like this. If somebody makes a neder against people that live in the dry land, which is the chor of the whole world, right? Usher. Another, even in the navy. Why? Because they're also part of the world. They also live in dry land, right?
Summertime.
Not only the Coast Guard that goes a short tour. Even if they're in the navy for 20 years, I still after them. Why? Because they're going to end up coming back to the dry land. Nobody goes stays in the navy forever. They're going to come to the dry land. So that, according to that, it's a chumrah. Okay.
Next. What's the point of all these different?
I don't know.
What's he trying to achieve?
Hanoder meroe hachama. If somebody makes a neder, I will not have hana from anybody that the sun sees, which is everybody in the world, right? Who doesn't the sun see?
Who sees the sun?
No, it's not what it means. It means who the sun sees. If I make a neder against anybody who the sun sees, asur af besumin. You usher even in a blind person. Why? Shalo mischavein zeh ella lemi shachama roa osan. Because you meant anybody that the sun sees, not anybody that I see. Anybody that sees the sun. It's not what you meant. You meant anybody that the sun sees. Why do you mean that? Because a blind person can't see the sun, right? He also can't see anything. So why did you say anybody who can see the sun? Like, are there people that can see the sun but they can't see other things? No. Because if you have vision, you can see everything. And if you're not on vision, you can't see anything. So it must mean whoever the sun can see. Which is everybody.
Which is everything.
to everything except for two things. Two things are not included. My taima, what's the reason for this? Midelo ka'amar min haroin. It doesn't say from people that could see. That's not what it said. So who's excluded? Lafuke dogim, fish are not included, and uborin, and people that are, and fetuses. Those are the only two things that you're more. You can eat fish, and you can hang out with people that are not yet bored. That's it. Otherwise, you're awesome to the whole world. So if you go back to Amud Aleph for a second, the Ran says in Amud Aleph, Asher Af Besumin, Techika Amr Roi Hachama, when you said Roi Hachama, Lo Shaha Yehu Rehem Roi Hachama cover. It doesn't mean people that could see the sun. The Im Kain, Havale, Dim Kain, Havale Lemer, I'm in a row in Belachud. It just should have said, anybody that has vision. Why are you aiding the sun? Right? Shari call her Rowan Hamrom Gankim Achama. Anybody that could see could see the sun. Elavadai midaminka chama, once you mention the chama, Shahama Roa Osam Kamar. It means the chama could see them. Lafuke dug in Vuber in the Skavin Kidisim Gamara. Okay.
It could also mean on a cloudy day you can't see the sun.
Right, so the truth is that the point of all these Mishnayos is we've been saying all along that an eder is holech achab losha b'nei adam, and I see it's not true. Right? It's not true. That's the real point of all these. Which I think tomorrow the Ran might say it straight out like that. Someone says it straight out like that. That we have a din of holech achab losha b'nei adam, and all of a sudden it's not true. We're making up our own halachas now with the navy and this one. It goes, we have more of these.
So that actually may be going the way people talk, because that was exactly what you're saying now.
Because you can't mean anything else.
Exactly.
Because otherwise, what you said makes no sense. Because if you said whoever can see the sun, then what do you mean? What do you mean by that? Only not blind people, but blind people can't see anything. So how would you say that? That's why the Gemara interpreted it like this. Next one. It doesn't mean any particular second. It means in general. That's what it means. Hanoder mishichuri harosh. If somebody makes a neder from all people that have black hair, dark hair, aser bekarachid, you aser even in bald people, and you'll see why. Ubales zevos, and even people with white hair, elderly people, you aser in all them. Why? Why?
Because originally they had black hair,
right? Also,
they have
blonde
hair.
Umutter. We'll get to the Gemara. You don't think the Gemara is thinking of all these questions? We will get to it. Umutter and your mutter, binashim, women, ubikatanim and children, she'ein nigra'in shechuri harosh. Because when you say, I'm making an edder against people with black hair, what do you mean? You meant anashim. You meant men. You meant men. Why do you mean men? There's blondes, there's albinos, redheads. Heard all that. The answer is, my timer, what's the reason for this? Right? The answer is, midelo ka'amar ba'ale seyar. You didn't say, I'm answering all things in the world that have hair. You didn't say that. What did you say? You said black hair. So therefore what? So therefore what? What?
How does that mean men?
I'll tell you how it means men. Let's look at the Ran. The Ran says, what?
Next line.
No, not the next line. What? What'd you say?
Which
one? You know what?
The
Midlal Katani Bali Seir. But you know what? Let's just finish the Gemara first and then we'll go back to the Ran. Now, the next line was, why does it only mean men? My time anoshim. Why does it only mean men? Because zimnan de mechaser rishayhu, v'zimnan de megale rishayhu. Sometimes the head's covered, sometimes the man's head's uncovered. Aval nashim la'olam michatsu. Women's heads are always covered, and kitanim la'olam iglu. And kitanim's heads are never covered. So what does that all mean? So look at the Ran, the first skinny line. When you didn't say anybody with hair. That's not what you said. You said anybody with black hair. Alma, afilu karachin bichlal. It means to include even bald people. How so? V'kivin de shechuri harosh legabe karachin lav dafka. It's obviously now, it's lav dafka. if you wanted to matter bald people, then you would have said anybody with hair. Something you said. You said anybody with black hair. So that must include bald people. That's the wrong leap of logic. It must include bald people. Since it includes bald people, when you say black hair, it's lav dafka. What you meant was men. Why? The dafka labali sevos, not me lav dafka. So people with white hair, it's also lav dafka. You also meant them. Why? When you say black hair, it's laosam sha'adam mitar osam b'shichuri harosh. It's people, it means a description of a certain type of human being in the world. You meant males. Why? Since they cover their hair sometimes, and they don't cover their hair sometimes. There's no way to describe a man in any other way. Because sometimes they cover their hair, and sometimes they don't. V'nikroyim shechurei rosh, and why are they called black hair? L'fi sheruban shel anashim rosh shachar. Most people in the world have black hair.
Dark hair.
Is that true? Well, China alone has a billion people with black hair, right? Right. Yes. Most people in the world have black hair. It's still true today. It's most people. Right? Aval nashim kiven de la'ola michasu. Since women, most of the time they cover their hair. B'mechusei harosh, if you wanted to ask yourself against females, you would have said cover people who cover their hair. And the ketanim kivin del olam miglu the migli harosh adam mitayrosam. If you want to include, we're not talking about goyim. If you want to include, you want to make ask yourself against children, you would have said those things that run around that never cover their head. I think you would have said. Okay.
But under the tikkun is hair.
Right. So that's not how you describe them. That's all. Again,
the Mishnah does not mention the word covered or uncovered.
I know the Gemara does. The Gemara does. So when a guy makes a statement, I ask myself, all people with black hair. What did he
mean? Includes women too.
It's a code word for men. It's a code word for men. Now the interesting thing about this Gemara is that the Gemara said that men sometimes don't cover their hair. So the Gra says, you see from this Gemara, you don't always have to wear a yarmulke. That's what the Gra said. That's exactly what the Gra...
You could wear a yarmulke that doesn't 100% cover your hair.
That's what the Taz says. But look at Tosfos.
Who told you the Talmud Gemara that they wore a yarmulke?
Look at Tosfos.
They did.
Look at Tosfos. Anoshim, Zimnan.
Where are you?
1 second. It's, I don't know, it's like smack in the middle.
Three lines from the bottom.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom. It's 5, 4 words. Anashim zimna mechasi rishay v'zimna megali v'nikar shechurasam lipa'amim kisharosham giloi. You see their hair when they're not wearing a yarmulke, when it's giloi, when it's exposed. When's that?
When you're swimming.
What?
When you're swimming.
You can still see their hair with a yarmulke.
So the Chassam Sofer says, why do you wear a yarmulke?
Your malka.
Yeah. What does that mean? It's covered for Hashem. Right? So every second?
No.
Sometimes you don't have to. What? Sometimes you don't have to. Sometimes you don't have to. Right? And the Gra says that that there's no Isser if you don't. There's no Isser if you don't wear a yarmulke. Others say, notably the Taz, I think the Taz says it, that no. What Marcel said. That even when you wear a yarmulke, it doesn't cover every hair in your head. It's not like a shaitel. Doesn't cover every hair in your head. You can still see a fellow's hair, and it doesn't mean you're that. And there is an issue if you don't go with your yarmulke uncovered. If you go with your head uncovered, there is an issue. Interesting how they pull that out of this. Come on, what?
The whole time.
What does it mean issue? Because it's mostly a minute. Mati's right.
What's the application? When do you not have to wear a yarmulke?
How about when you go to work?
That's a hector for most of the 50s.
What?
That's a
heifer
from most of the
country. Right, so that heifer was not...
That's not true. That heifer is not just the brain thing that was never...
It was before?
In the Arab countries, they never wore yarmulkes.
I'm talking about Ashkenazi.
Yeah, you put it on when you went to Europe. What did you do before Europe?
What's where?
When they came to Europe, what did you do before Europe?
I know, so you're right. Girls don't cover their hair. But the point is, as a species, as a females, they do. So it's a buzzword. That's all it is. That's all it is. Right? You're right. What if someone's not married? You're right. But it's a female, it's a category. That's how you describe them. So when you say black hair, you describe men. Not all men? Yeah, not all. It's true, not all. But that's how you describe them. Right, so getting back to the Yarmulke business, Mati's right. So that, Rav Moshe did say that. Rav Moshe had other, he didn't make it up. He didn't make it up. He had other sources to rely on. Not everyone agreed with him. Right? Okay. Good? Mati, good? Next. Hanoder min hayiludim. If somebody makes a neder from what's yiludim? People that are already born. Mutter bino ladim. So you mutter in people that are not yet born. Min hanoladin, if you make a neder against people that are not yet born, right? Aser min hayiludim. You're even aser for people already born. If you say that, you're aser from the whole world. Remeir mater af biyiludim. No, Remeir says you're even mutter in people already born. Which makes no sense. Because if you aser people already born, right? Who will be born, and then you're mutter in people, even people that are already born, which implies that you're also mutter in people not yet born. So who's aser? If you said, I'm aser in all people not yet born, says the mayor, you're even mutter in people already born. By saying even, means mashma, even the ones that are not yet born, you're also mutter in. So what kind of nether? What was the nether?
Maybe a
father
before
you say it. So, v'cham omrim, zeh, elamish adarko liholid. According to the Ram, this means, what you meant to say was, when you said in the future, you meant all human beings. And all animals that have natural births, as opposed to eggs.
Mammals.
What? Mammals, exactly. Mammals. As you meant to say. Now, Lira Meir, one second. V'lomi boyin oladim ela miman aser. So according to Rav Meir, if someone makes a neder, I aser all future beings. So Rav Meir says, hey, you must be even the people already alive. Then who'd you aser? Miman aser, who'd you aser? So the answer is, if somebody makes an edder from people that are already born, mutter bin oladim, then you're mutter from people not yet born. Min hanoladim, if you make an edder against people already born, not yet born.
Not yet.
Aser bi'aludim, you're aser in people already born. Rav Meir Omer, af hanoladim min hanoladim, mutter biyuludim. No, if you make a neder against people not yet born, you're mutter in people already born. Ki hechi noder min hayuludim, mutter bin oladim. Just like when you make a neder against people already born, you're mutter in people not yet born. Amalei Rav Abaya, remember, do you mean to tell me that nolodin is the misyaldin mashma? That the word nolodin means not yet born? Is that what it means? That's what we've been saying all along. Elamiata, it says by Menashe and Ephraim, Shnei bonecha hanoladim locha be'eretz Mitzrayim. But they're already born. Hachanami, they say, I don't know, they're already born. What do you mean they will be born? They're already born. Velamai, do you lie do mashma? So what does it mean? It means already born? Elamiata, the chsiv, it says, this is a pasuk in Yeshaya. It's a pasuk in Malachim Aleph, where it says, Hine ben nolad lebeis David, there'll be a son born to the house of David, Yoshiyahu Shemo, he'll be Yoshiyahu, one of the last kings. Hachanami Dahavi, that's true? That he was already born? Vadayin Menashe Loba, even Menashe, who lived before him, wasn't born. Right? Unbelievable word here from the Pars.
Why did you bring the pasuk from Sarah when Aro says
that means the future. That's a Yolad, that's the future. Ella, the answer is, Mash Mahachi, Mash Mahachi. It could be either one. But Adarim holech acha loshem bnei adam, and by Adarim it goes after what people say normally.
What?
Say. What do you mean? So he asked, what do you mean? Now v'chamon lo neschavin te'el l'misha darka laholid lafuke mai. What does that come to exclude? Lafuke dogim v'ofos, fish and birds, which are not mammals. So the, So the Paris Yosef has an unbelievable var. Why did the Gemara have to say that Yosho will be born in the future? And even Menashe wasn't born.
He answered that question though.
Why?
Because in Nevuah, future and past does not exist.
Excellent, Vart. When it comes to Nevuah, future, when a Navi says something, he'll say it in the present tense. Why will he say it in the present tense? Because it's in the big. It's going to happen. It's a Nevuah.
Yeah,
However, Menashe, not so simple. Because he did tshuva, right? He wasn't supposed to be born, right? He wasn't supposed to be born. So that's why the Gemara had to say Menashe wasn't even born. This was not a nevuah that you could take in the bank. We weren't sure it was going to happen. Because Chizkiyahu says he's not having more children, right? All these things with Menashe. So we're not sure what's going to happen. So that's why the Gemara said, even Menashe wasn't born. Don't tell me this was a nevuah that's in the bag. No! Unbelievable part, no? All right, we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
Your elbow. How many fingers?